Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance's India visit. The participants are Atul Aneja, strategic analyst, and Tina Jha, journalist.
Good evening, listeners of Akashvani. I'm Tina. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in India on Monday on his first official visit to the country. Accompanied by his family and a delegation of U.S. government officials, Mr. Vance was given an official guard of honor at the airport. He then visited the Akshardham Temple. And in the evening, he met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence. So the important issues that were discussed in the meeting, how crucial is this visit of Mr. Vance in strengthening ties between both countries, is in spotlight today. Joining us is Mr. Atul Aneja. He's a strategic analyst. Mr. Aneja, thank you so much for your time. Mr. Vance's visit to India has many dimensions, so we'll try and cover as much as we can over the course of the next 15 minutes. But let's begin with the most important one, and which is his meeting with Prime Minister Modi. We saw some of the images that came in a little while ago about Prime Minister Modi welcoming the Vance family at his residence and interacting with Mr. J.D. Vance. Take us through some of the important issues of the agenda of the Modi-Vance bilateral, and what significant outcome do you expect of this meeting?
Tina, this is a very important visit. It is, I think, a foundational visit because it is coming at the level of vice president. And when you have the vice president visiting, it is not confined to any one narrow issue. I think the entire gamut of our relationship, that is Indo-US relationship, will likely to be discussed in this crucial meeting with the Prime Minister. And within that, I think it is important that the trade issue and the tariffs issue would have definitely come up, because that's an issue which concerns the Trump administration very greatly. There are other issues which India has, for example, the migration issue, the H-1B issue, visas for Indian techies in the U.S. That's on the bilateral track. But I think it goes beyond bilateral. The dialogue would have definitely covered strategic issues of global importance, and I would think that Vice President Vance was personally involved, is personally involved in the Ukraine issue. That would have definitely come up. The Middle East, what's happening there, that would be another important issue. India is interested also in the India Middle East economic corridor, and which is passing through the Middle East. So that particular geography would have come in. And closer home, Tina, I think we have concerns in places like Bangladesh, for example. And of course, China would have definitely come into the picture. So it would have been a very 360 degree conversation between the Prime Minister and Mr. Vance. Regarding outcomes, this is not a conversation for outcomes. I think each side would have heard each other's positions. The detailing would have to be done later. But it's very important that all the elements of the relationship and the way forward is given a certain strategic direction during this visit. So it's a very, very important visit. And others' visits which will follow on each side are going to touch upon the understanding, the broad understanding which would have been reached during this visit. We had one visit earlier of National Intelligence Agency, of the U.S. Domestic National Intelligence Agency, Tulsi Gabbard. So that was on one dimension. But with Vice President J.D. Vance and Usha Vance, this is a much broader dialogue which would have taken place today.
In fact, you're right. Mr. Vance's visit to India is crucial from many perspectives. One, that it's his first official visit to the country. Second, that it also comes in quite early in his tenure. You said Ms. Tulsi Gabbard was here, but as Vice President, it's his first official visit to India as well. He is a powerful man currently in the U.S. administration. Thirdly, the timing of the visit, given the imposition of the Trump tariffs and the scenario that prevails at the moment in the global trade picture as well. So, look looking at all those perspectives. Also, the fact that the wife of Mr. J.D. Vance happens to be of Indian origin. So, interestingly, what we're seeing since morning is, and the pictures that have been coming in right since when they landed, is also sort of a geocultural connect in the way the children are dressing up, in the way, you know, they're visiting. They went to Akshardham Temple, they went to the Cottage Emporium in Janpad. Later in the visit, they're scheduled to go to Agra, to Jaipur. So all of the optics that are visible, but at the same time, how do you see the other aspects, the other important aspects like trade?
See, there are two dimensions here. The first is the timing of the visit, as you said. I think the timing is exceptionally important because the United States right now is in deep flux. You know, the old transatlantic structures, for example, in the Western world, which were formed after 1945, after World War II, following the Yalta Conference, which took place just before the World War II ended, those structures are falling apart. Yeah. The transatlantic alliance, I think, is in shambles. And you have new actors in the global system which are coming up. We are in a multipolar era. And the Trump administration is actually in the process of identifying its friends at this time. So therefore, the timing is very important because it is here that India and the U.S. can define their very, very special relationship. It has been a good relationship, but in a period of flux, when old partners are falling apart and new ones are coming in, this is great. This is a great opportunity for Indo-US ties. Mm-hmm. I think that's the timing is therefore very, very important. You also have, for example, the Ukraine war. Who could have thought that the Americans would have a neutral attitude to Russia, for example? Is Russia going to be a major player now, an ally, in case the Ukraine war settles? Can we think of a triangular partnership of US, India, Russia? These are all because it's a state of flux. And therefore, that is very, very important, the timing which you mentioned. The second part which you talked about, the optics. I think what has Mr. Vance's demonstration is his sort of deep attachment to family values. And that is important because there is a statement here. And this is a geocultural statement here because America right now is divided between those who are proposing, for example, the woke culture, the LGBTQ plus movement, the divergence away from religion and church. This is something which the Trump and the Trumpists, as they call it, very deeply oppose. And Vance is part of it. So he coming with his wife, which incidentally happens to be of Indian origin, which is a great thing for India. And, you know, making sure that his children are shown around is sending a message that here is a man, and the Vice President of America believes deeply in traditional values. He believes deeply in marriage as a basic unit and family as a basic unit of any society. Okay. I think that's a geocultural connect which you mentioned, which resonates very well with India and India's own civilizational ethos. So you connect with the United States with this visit at a very fundamental geocultural civilization level. And when you do that, when your DNA is sort of aligned, then the rest of the relationship is bound to prosper. So these optics are not just optics. There's a much deeper message which is being conveyed by them. And I'm personally very glad that this was demonstrated very openly and deliberately by the U.S. Vice President.
You're right. In diplomacy, sometimes optics speak louder than words. And this clearly is the case. There is that larger message that you've aptly described. You spoke about challenges that, of course, the Trump tariffs have created and the sort of upheaval that it has created in the global markets, but also at the same time, some opportunities for India. If you could elaborate on the opportunities that this situation, which is persisting in the global trade market, opens up for a country like India.
You see, it's still early stages, Tina, to really come to a very definitive position on this. I'd hesitate to come to a very definite opinion on this. You see, the basic fundamental is that the United States want to be great again. You know, so it's looking inwards. Okay. And it is engaging partners which will support that process. So as far as in that process, what has happened is that the relationship between China and the U.S. has gone really down south. So it is because of the tensions between the China-US relationship that is a possibility that India benefits from that. And you have, for example, if you see today's papers, you know, China has cancelled the order of Boeing aircraft. India is one country which is deeply into expanding its aviation fleet. Indian companies want to buy aircraft. And if they want to sort of shorten the timelines to obtain these aircraft, there could be one opportunity here that the those meant for China can be diverted to India. Second thing is, if you really look at alternative to China in terms of scale and size, then if your supply chains have to come in, and with low labor costs, India is an ideal ground for that. So those are avenues which get opened up. But essentially, there has to be a very deep dialogue, economic dialogue between India and US to fully sort of capture the opportunities which are available to us.
I'm sure both sides will capitalize on the opportunities once that trade agreement comes in. Dr. Ajay Shankar said that a deal should take shape by fall. So let's hope for what happens on that trade agreement. But India is also slated to hold the Quad Summit later this year, which President Trump will be attending. How important do you think the Quad discussion would have figured in this meeting between Prime Minister Modi and the US Vice President, Mr. Vance? Given that important meeting is slated to be held later this year?
You see, Indo-Pacific is a very important area of common concern, and where the two countries have to come together along with Australia and Japan. So, and India hosting the Quad Summit, I'm sure that would be something which would have featured today, because that would mean the arrival of President Trump in India, and I'm sure the Vice President would have spoken about it. The Quad, incidentally, is, I do not see it necessarily as a security grouping anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think since the time of COVID, it has moved into a different trajectory. In terms of, you know, vaccine development, in terms of supply chain, you know, we had the problem during COVID of seeing the concentration of supply chains in China, and there was an attempt to de-risk that from other sources as well. There is critical minerals issue, which, you know, which comes into play. I think those are, apart from broad security, these are new issues which have come. Vaccine development is a major issue of the Quad countries now. So that agenda of Quad countries itself, I'm sure, would have been discussed. And I think it's broadened beyond security now.
How do you look at the India-US relationship in the next decade or so? Because President Trump has been working towards the slogan, as you said, make America great again. India has been focusing on make India great. We are embarking towards that Viksit Bharat goal. How do you see both countries and both important partners now aligning with their respective visions and cooperating greatly with each other towards achieving these goals?
I think there's a tremendous opportunity of expanding Indo-US relationships. And it goes in all fields. There's also very strong people-to-people connect between India and the US. Economically, you see, US is the biggest economy in the world. China is 18 trillion, but US is nearly double that. So when you have such a large economy, the opportunity is coming. New technologies, artificial intelligence, outer space, cutting-edge research,
right,
and all. So these are, see, you're going to have a partnership here, not a buyer-seller relationship. In terms of medicine, in terms of genomes, you know, the frontier areas of technology, for example, are something where I think Indians and the Americans are going to create history.
So fortunately now, when it comes to the India-US relations, we're seeing more convergences in recent years than divergences, and that's good news for both sides. But we are glad that this important visit of the US Vice President to India will add a new dimension to the India-US comprehensive strategic global partnership. Thank you, Mr. Aneja, for your valuable time and your valuable insights on this important subject with us. Thank you, listeners of Akashvani. That's it from us on this edition of Spotlight.
Thank you, Tina.
You were listening to a discussion on U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance's India visit. The participants were Atul Aneja, strategic analyst, and Tina Jha, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.